Once upon a time, not too long ago, well, no, it's been a little while ago, years ago, people thought that they could get away with whatever they wanted to, as long as there was no authority present to stop them. If the police weren't around to stop them from doing something, if the neighbor or the Good Samaritan wasn't around to tell them, hey, stop, you cannot be doing that, then they could get away with whatever they wanted to. But back in those days, if somebody confronted them, they would stop. Zip forward to 2019. Things have changed. The analogy is still pretty much the same. People still think they can do and get away with whatever they want to, but now it's a little different. Now, because of all that thinking from back then, now most people believe they can get away with it even in the face of authority, even in the face of police, even in the face of your neighbor or that Good Samaritan telling you you can't do it. They don't care. They don't care anymore. People don't care. They'll do whatever they want to, and if you get in their face about it, this is what they'll do. They'll get back in your face. They'll tell you stuff like, "F you, I'll do whatever I want, whatever the f*** I want to, wherever the f*** I want to, and you're not gonna stop me. Who the f*** do you think you are?" That's the way people are today. Way too many people are like that today. And then we wonder why we have these mass shootings and everything. Young people are growing up looking at their parents and older people thinking and acting this way. And all of a sudden they think they're invincible. They can do whatever the hell they want to do without any consequences. That's what's led us to where we are today in America. I'll give you an example. I went to McDonald's yesterday in the afternoon. There was a lady there. Lady, she must have been in her, 30s. She had a couple of kids. They were like, 6, 7, 8, 9 years old. They were in like a little corner there at McDonald's, not in the play area, in just a regular corner in the main restaurant. The lady was sitting there. She had her phone playing some ungodly music, and it was loud enough to permeate through the entire restaurant where everyone could hear it very loud. And then her kids were coloring, well, kind of coloring. They had broken pieces of crayons all over the floor, all over the table. They had pieces of torn paper everywhere. I mean, it was a mess. And was anybody telling her anything? Not a word. You know why? Because people, restaurants, are now afraid to tell their customers anything because they'll get sued. And God forbid it'd be someone other than a white person sitting there, because then it'll be all over the news. It'll be viral. Oh, you're a racist. You're telling this person that is not a white person to stop doing all these things that are wrong just because they're a different color. Come on now, really. I think we use the color card a little too much in America these days, way too much. And first of all, let me say, I am a person of color. So don't be calling me and don't be coming to me and don't be writing me any hatred email about, oh, you're just a racist. I'm not a racist. I'm a person of color. And I understand that those things are wrong. Once upon a time in America, there was a decorum that one had to follow when they were out in public. I remember my parents telling me a long time ago, oh, you know what? When we were kids, our parents wouldn't let us do that. They would grab us and tell us, hey, come on, let me take you to the car and give you something to cry about. And then as I got older, then I understood, and I saw people my age telling their kids, hey, when we were younger, our parents wouldn't let us do that. So you are not going to be doing that here in public. You're not going to be embarrassing me. You're not going to be doing that. Or we will leave. I'll take you to the car. Next time I will not bring you, blah, 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 blah. Unlike that lady sitting in the corner at McDonald's, letting her kids run amok, playing her music on her tablet or phone or whatever the hell that was, loud enough for everybody else to hear whether we wanted to or not, it's a different situation. Those are choices that we make today. And it kind of makes me sad because I'm thinking, these kids, they're not having any parenting at all. They're not getting any parenting at all. They're allowed to run amok. They're allowed to make a mess. They understand that it's okay to be sitting in a public place playing your music loud enough, bothering everybody else because you just don't care. And that's okay. And that's the way they're being brought up. That's what they're learning. And 20, 30 years from now, when these kids are running our country, what are we supposed to expect from them? These are my views. I'd like to hear yours. I think we need to hear the views of America on things like this. We need to start talking about things like this so that hopefully we can all realize that this country is just run amok and we can start making the vital changes that are going to bring America back to being what it needs to be. I'd like to hear your views. Call anytime, 210-595-9663. Leave them on the voicemail. We'll add them to the podcast and we'll continue the conversation. Have a great day.